Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, The Bert Show.
Does she want to be on The Voice Disguiser, Jeffrey?
No need.
Hey, Terry.
Hey.
I'm excited.
I'm so nervous.
Okay.
All right, you got to give us a little bit of history here about the boyfriend, because I think the knee-jerk advice is sign off.
Okay, so here's the thing. Like, I'm so nervous. I'm freaking out because my computer's, like, about to die. And, like, he just like, texted, like, IM'd me. It was like, hey there, girl, but I don't know what to say. Like, basically, I've been, like, totally into him, like,
all right, first,
college,
let's take a breath. Slow her down a little bit.
I'm sorry, I'm so nervous.
It's okay. Did you write back anything
yet? My friend
yet?
Is supposed to be helping me, and she's asleep.
So why don't you just write back, like,
hey.
Like, yeah.
Well, what's making you so nervous about it? If he's an ex-boyfriend, like...
Well, we got to hook him with something. So what's his first line?
Well, he just said, hey there, girl.
Right back, hey.
Except we're missing something here. I don't know the history.
Yeah,
I don't know if you want to blow
it. I don't know that he likes me as much as, like, I mean, okay, basically, like, my friend, like, I was obsessed with him in college, and I, like, keep thinking about him. And my friend was like, oh, you should send him an email. But, like, she thought I would be, like, you know, like, too, like, nervous and be, like, overly...
Wait a second. I don't mean to interrupt you, but you said you were obsessed with him in college. Did you date him in college?
Kind of. Like, we dated, but, like, we weren't girlfriends. Like, I guess.
So you've never been
his
girlfriend.
I guess it's, like, more, like, hooking up.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sort of.
Okay. So you've never been his exclusive longtime girlfriend.
I don't want to interrupt, but my fear is he's going to disconnect.
He's signing off.
You just got to write back. Just write back. Hey.
Okay.
Just something.
Hey.
Yes.
Okay.
So right now she's had no contact at all, so he hits her with an instant message,
and then
there's been no
response.
Interaction. Okay.
Like, all of a sudden he's like, I am me, but I don't have, like, his Facebook thing.
I thought
if I friended him, it would be weird.
So did you send something?
I did. I said, hey, he said, how's Atlanta?
How's Atlanta? Okay.
So he doesn't live here.
Where does he live at?
Oh, he lives in Minnesota.
Okay. Minnesota. Okay.
How about you say something like, Cole... Maybe it's as, like, as...
Cold without you.
No.
Not
just
yet.
Like,
what do you mean cold without you?
No.
What if you just wrote back almost as cold as Minnesota? Because it's been cold this week.
Okay, almost as cold as Minnesota.
We're engaging him.
Oh, wrong sign. Oh, no.
Wait, what?
Nothing. I put the wrong abbreviation for Minnesota.
What did you put, like, M-A?
M-I.
It's Michigan.
Yes, Michigan.
Well, just write Minnesota real quick and put a
just
little asterisk next to it.
Just write MN.
Wow.
MN.
Put a little asterisk.
She almost jumped off the roof.
Yeah.
On that
I know.
One.
Oh, God.
It's okay. Put MN.
Like,
put a little asterisk.
You're
going to be okay?
Like, I didn't know.
What did he write?
So, do you know who this is?
Because you wrote Michigan and he's in Minnesota, so he's thinking no. Okay, well,
so just write back. Just write back and say, yes, I don't know the abbreviation for Minnesota.
Yeah.
I don't know the brief for Minnesota.
There we go.
I'm really bad at spelling, too. This is a bad
and you're nervous, so you're going to spell worse.
Her hands are shaking over the keyboard.
I'm just fascinated by her reaction.
Everything just seems so huge.
It is major.
With every line.
And especially when you've had a crush.
But I'm bad at spelling.
Why don't you write back and ask him why he's up right now?
I just asked him.
Okay.
I think it's weird that he's DMing me like that early.
I thought that was randomly
random after a month.
I do a study of Minnesota.
Oh my god, too many people.
Well, you guys showed up.
So nervous that my computer's going to die, and then they'd be like, I'll never talk to him again.
Why? Okay, you're being a little dramatic here. Why would your computer all of a sudden just die? There's not a cloud in the sky. There's no storm coming through.
You know, like when you buy a new computer, sometimes like, I don't know.
Okay, what do you say? What do you say? I heard that.
I'm in Birmingham now.
Oh,
that's why.
Destiny.
I would just ask what took him there.
What are you doing in Birmingham?
It's B-I-R-M.
Sound it out.
Okay, you know what? I just wrote... Oh, God. Okay. I just wrote, what tool are you there? Because I hit the L.
What tool are you there?
Instead of what took you there?
Dude, I love you.
You are joking. You are in the middle of choking right now.
What tool?
She's nervous. Her hands are shaking. The K and the L.
Well, correct it. Right?
You need to
just
slow it down.
Write back the word took. So.
Okay. I did.
Okay. It's only been 10
what
seconds.
Tool
it's okay.
You there? I think that's awesome.
He's not writing back.
He's explaining.
Or he's like, I can't believe she called me a tool.
He's typing.
There it is.
There it is. Work.
But he just said work. That's all. Like nothing else.
Oh, he's a guy.
Work, period.
All right, let's
see. He's typing again. New job, same company.
Okay.
Oh, so he moved for work.
Okay.
So this is his new residence.
Now what?
He's still typing. Who's the Hotlanta?
He called it Hotlanta?
Oh, no. Hotlanta.
Tell him goodbye.
Tell him he's a tool. Close it out.
Now you can type tool. Just
no,
type.
Don't.
Okay, what was his last line?
Close to Hotlanta.
Right back.
Okay. Now we're getting flirty. Yes. Now we've reached the flirty stage.
Yes, he's flirting.
Right back. Nobody calls it Hotlanta.
No, don't do that. We're kidding.
What's the next line?
It's playing into him too much.
How have you meet? Oh, well, you're met for each other.
Have you?
Maybe it's how have you been, and he put a T instead of an N.
How have you been?
See, it's back to her. Yeah. So now we need to tell her something about her.
Okay.
Tell him something about her. You need to write back, great. I am something else. Like,
with an exclamation point?
No, question mark.
No.
Great,
exclamation point. And then tell him about something in your life that's going great.
I'm on
the radio right now talking about your instant message.
No.
Y'all, stop. Like, did you just have a birthday? Did you just go on a trip? Did you just get a promotion? Something good.
Tell him you have a goatee.
Should I say, should I talk about work or should I talk about, like, vacations or something, like, fun?
What's the best thing that's happened to you in the last month?
I went to Paris.
There you go.
Yeah, great. Just got back from Paris. Send.
Okay. Got back from Paris.
See, this makes her interesting.
How did you spell Paris?
I spelled it right.
She put PA, so he's thinking, like, what's the big deal about going to Pennsylvania?
This is so what a girl goes through the IMs.
He's very romantic.
Okay, we're in the flirting zone here.
He likes you.
Come on.
You could write back.
He didn't write my email back, you think, like, even though he didn't do that?
Who did you go to Paris with?
I went myself. Oh, he asked who I went with.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I went to visit like my college roommate.
Okay. Like, so just
but,
say.
But he didn't know her because she was only there for like a semester.
Because what he's doing now is he's not very slyly asking if you're attached, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. I think you could say solo trip. Maybe it'll be romantic next time I go or something like that.
Whoa.
Okay. That's good.
Nice. Man.
Reeling them in, girl.
Come on.
You're good at the science stuff.
Next time, like, he didn't write back. But here's the thing, like, I guess I should have asked you this. Like, I abbreviated romantic as ROM. Like, should I not do that?
No, don't use abbreviations.
Are you really that busy right now that you couldn't come up with
she's
five more letters?
She's afraid that she's going
to
misspell it.
I'm trying to act like I don't care. Oh, he asked me what ROM is now.
Well, I would explain it to him.
Because he probably thought you meant Rome and spelled it wrong. Maybe it'll be Rome next time instead of romantic.
Yeah. Oh,
like
no.
Rome, Italy.
romantic. Yes. Should I say like I'm busy or something?
Just write romantic.
He writes
romantic
back and says, "What is Rome?" And you write back, "I'm busy."
Just write romantic.
Oh my God.
Send.
Romantic.
He's going to say something flirty again here. So he's already showing some interest here. Nope. Here he goes.
Do you keep in touch with anyone from school? Yeah.
He's scoping for boyfriends right now.
Is that what he's doing, y'all?
I just say, so. Yeah, do you?
I mean, should I say, yeah, do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
You should listen to what we tell you to do.
Minimal information is good.
So really what he's doing right now is just trying to figure out if she's going
yeah,
out with anybody.
Yeah, do you?
Wait, what?
That's what you just
said. So you wrote, yeah, do you, and then he wrote back, yeah, do you?
Yeah.
Right, yeah, do you?
Yeah, he's fishing to see.
Doesn't she have to give him here to indicate that she's still hanging out with, like, her girlfriends, but there's no boyfriend?
No.
Nothing.
Not right now?
But I mean, like,
I'm out of my league on this one. This is past when I met Stacey, so you guys are on your own.
I think you need to figure out what the next step is. Is he going to call you? Is he going to become your friend on Facebook? Is he going to come and visit you? Like, we need to steer it in that direction.
Or you can be like,
I keep up with a lot of my friends.
You can say, I keep up with a lot of my friends on Facebook.
Perfect, Wendy. Perfect.
Nailed it.
You guys
are a deadly combination
well done.
Right
Sent.
Now.
Good.
Very impressed.
Yeah, and then okay. Should I ask if you're on Facebook? Are you on?
No, I was going to say that.
Okay. And spell out Facebook. Don't put FB.
I know. I actually did put FB, but then I deleted it and wrote it out.
Of course you did.
Good job.
Have you ever been to Birmingham? Don't know anything about this podunk place.
Oh.
Hey, that is lonely.
Have you ever been to Birmingham?
Is it?
No.
I think that you just say back no. Because I think if you guys are going to see each other, he's going to come here and see you.
Okay.
You can't chase that tail.
So, no.
Look at how proud Jen is.
She is. You're on a roll right now.
See, I would have said opposite. I would have said the opposite. I would have said, no, I would love to come see the podunk town.
No. Mm-mm. Just say no.
See, that's
you get a little too aggressive there. Can I come now? Is what you drive. You're in Birmingham? Can I get on the road right now?
I'm in my car right now. Everybody. Here I come.
Yeah, actually, I'm on my laptop right outside your door.
Oh, he put a sad face.
Oh.
What was the sad face response to?
He's already
never been to Birmingham.
Don't know anything about this put-on place. I said no.
Okay, right. Have you ever been to Atlanta?
That's good.
You're good at this, dude.
Flip it.
You are good.
Flip the script.
Dude, look. A chest bump.
It's like a crossword puzzle. Just figure it out.
I'm never good at crosswords. Maybe that's why I suck at this. They're always challenging.
Tiffany, virtual listener Tiffany, thinks that you should tell him something like, what a pleasant surprise at 7:30 in the morning.
No.
You're not a fan of that.
Yeah, for work often.
Wait, what'd he say? What? For work often he comes to Atlanta?
Yeah.
Booyah.
Oh,
all right.
Nice.
Now what?
Where are you working?
He asked you that?
Mm-hmm.
Just give him a neighborhood.
Tell him the pony.
Or a company, not both.
Straight pony.
Okay. I actually told him where I like the company.
The company you work for.
Okay. And his response?
He said, doing what?
Doing what?
With that much anger?
No, he said, nice, doing what?
Okay. How's the computer holding up and the battery or whatever?
Well, I think you can write back whatever it is you do. Retail, marketing, advertising.
What do you do?
Whatever.
I write, like, reviews of restaurants.
Okay. So, writing.
That's cool.
Ever been to the Flying Biscuit?
Yeah. he's so dreamy.
Dreamy? Was he from 1950?
No, he's, like, just so dreamy.
What did he say?
What did he write back?
Need to get ready for another day at the office. Talk again. He didn't say anything about the restaurant.
He's going to work. Just be like, cool.
Cool. Okay.
That's it.
He has your email address or whatever?
I sent him an email like a month ago.
Well, he has our IM.
Yeah, you realize you're not going to sign off from IM for 4 months right now.
So you think she should err just on the side of being sort of aloof now and go, okay, great, have a great day or something like that. Have a great day. Good talking to you. Can she say that? Good talking to you?
Just be like,
thanks for catching up.
Nice hearing from you.
Cool. Yeah. Nice to hear from you.
Hearing from you. And I wrote out YOU, right?
Yes.
We are adults.
Good Lord.
Don't be a stranger.
Okay.
Bye.
Leave it. Do not write back.
Stop.
Right now. Close it out. Right back. Close it.
No goodbye. No
nothing.
No.
Close it.
Okay. The end it.
No. he has to be the last one to contact you. Period.
Close it.
Do not be the last one to respond.
Close it. Okay. Don't follow your heart. Follow our advice.
Close it. Close it.
Close it, really?
Yes. Close it.
Yes.
We'll
How many
okay,
times?
Okay, okay, okay.
We'll save the conversation
close.
And close.
All right.
You won.
Good work.
Okay, now.
You won that
good
round.
Good job, everybody.
Good job. Good job,
Jenny.
Okay, so the point behind just closing it out, and what's the whole strategy behind not being the last one
to
say?
Do you want to leave him hanging and wanting more?
Because you always talk about how men can sniff out desperate girls.
Absolutely.
And you try to come on too strong, guys can sniff that out. And so Jen and Wendy steered her into not being desperate.
Well played, then. Well played, team. Well played. Chest bumps.
Good job.
All the way around.
Good job. Good job.
Feel that right here.
Don't ask to say, what is those bruises on your chest?
Terry, you feel okay about that?
I am. I'm just like a little nervous that like maybe he won't think I like him.
That's exactly where you want him to be, right?
Okay, right?
Yes.
But won't he be afraid to ask me out?
You got him. You got him chasing you now. This is just gonna work.
The contact has been established. Like, this was just, I mean, how long did this take? 10 minutes? 15 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
The contact was established. A friendly banter.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of details you know about Birmingham, right? That's where he lives. You know that he works in an office. That's enough. So a week from now, you see him online, you can shoot him a message that says, ready for another day at the office or something like that, but just let it simmer for a while.
Well, it goes back to what Jen always says, is men like to chase, let him chase. Let him wonder. Let him
now
figure this out.
This is the time where you sign up for the laser hair treatments.
What? Where did that come from?
And then you just let that, you know, that'll give you a few months to take care of all that. And then by the time you're...
No, he'll be in touch again.
Now, are you on the computer every day at the same time, this like right around now?
Yeah, like pretty much like I work from my house, so like I'm like on it all day.
So I wonder if he's going to end up online pretty much with the same routine also, and he hits you tomorrow, whatever.
That's okay, cool. So that's exciting.
Sure that is exciting.
That's a good start.
I don't know why that was bizarrely fun.
It was fun.
Yeah.
Keep in touch with you every IM, like in the morning.
So if he hits you again tomorrow, we'll give you a special number to call and just give us a call.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right.
You're welcome.
Good job.
Nice job, people.
Good job, team.
Teamwork.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.